Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience. This is Graham McNamee speaking. It is with great pleasure that we present a special dedicatory program in honor of station WKBF of Indianapolis, which this evening joins the networks of the National Broadcasting Company for the first time. WKBF, one of the most popular stations in the Middle West, has just completed a new 1,000-watt transmitter, which, together with its affiliation with the National Broadcasting Company, will enable it to be of even greater service to its hundreds of thousands of enthusiastic listeners. Our special gala program opens with a symphonic arrangement of a fine old Indiana song by a full orchestra and mixed chorus under the direction of Joseph Litow on the banks of the Wabash. We present M. H. Aylesworth, president of the National Broadcasting Company. Mr. Aylesworth.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my happy privilege this evening to welcome a new associate station to the nationwide network of the National Broadcasting Company, station WKBF of Indianapolis, Indiana. WKBF, owned and operated by the Indianapolis Broadcasting Company, is one of the pioneer transmitters of American radio, having been established in 1924. The National Broadcasting Company is indeed glad to announce this new addition to its family of associated stations, which brings the total number to 85 from the Atlantic coast to Hawaii. Before we continue with our program, I wish to extend a personal welcome to Mr. William E. Vogelback, president of WKBF, Mr. Charles C. Dawes, vice president, and Mr. D.E. Kendrick, manager. May our association be a long and pleasant one.
Thank you, Mr. Aylesworth. Our special dedicatory program in honor of station WKBF continues with a musical selection based on a work by one of Indiana's most famous sons, Booth Tarkington, novelist, playwright, and outstanding figure among America's men of letters. Our orchestra and chorus, directed by Joseph Litow, present the finale from the third act of Messager's musical version of Monsieur Beaucaire.
According to plan. program continues from Washington.
From the nation's capital, the Honorable Frederick Van Neist, the United States Senator from Indiana, is proud to have had his word on this festive occasion. We are happy indeed to present Senator Van Neist.
I'm sending greetings and congratulations to the citizens of Indianapolis and the state of Indiana tonight over this auspicious event in the radio history of our Commonwealth. To WKBS, I especially extend heartiest felicitations for its progressive and discerning policy in bringing to the citizenship of our city and state all the pleasures and privileges of the great national broadcasting system. Constant contact with radio for a long period of years has only added to the wonderment, the admiration, and the enthusiasm which I hold for this marvelous scientific achievement of the 20th century. The national broadcasting system comes into our midst through the vehicle of WKBS at a most opportune time. Never before in peacetime have there been so many national problems of vital interest to the masses of our citizenship. On last Tuesday night, over 100,000 citizens marched through the streets of this capital city, filled with wartime enthusiasm and patriotic fervor. Such complete abandonment of selfish interests and petty rivalries and jealousies in behalf of the public welfare has never been witnessed here before. Such inspiring demonstrations are being repeated nightly in all the large centers of population throughout the nation. This can mean only one thing. The American people are determined that the efforts of the government to rehabilitate the nation economically, industrially, and socially shall not fail. And they are not failing. Hundreds of thousands of distressed and discouraged men and women are happy tonight in the realization of that opportunity to which every American citizen is entitled, namely, the opportunity to work and make a living for himself and his family. The farmers of the nation have taken on new hope. Industry is striking out fearlessly and bravely. Under the Blue Eagle, all classes and conditions of our citizenship are mobilizing in one final and stupendous effort to save the blessings of America and American institutions to this and future generations. When Americans thus rise to their full height, they never have and never will fail. In this program of rehabilitation, the radio and the press have borne their full share. They have devoted their time, their resources, their ingenuity to furthering every activity of the government in reaching the goal desired. The coming of the national broadcasting system to Indianapolis just at this time, therefore, means much to Indiana and her success in this national undertaking. And may I take this opportunity to compliment the good citizens of Indiana over the wholehearted and unselfish spirit of cooperation with which they're supporting the National Recovery Program. The vehicles of the government for the working out of this program have been chosen impartially and dispassionately. Party lines have been and will continue to be obliterated, not as individualists, not as partisans, but as American citizens, bent upon the realization of more equal recognition and participation in the blessings of a free government, we have and will continue to dedicate our time, our energies, and our lives. In this spirit, Indiana is now and will continue to be abreast her sister state. It is with an appeal for the continuance of this same unbroken and loyal support during the long pull which is still ahead of us, that I bid you all Godspeed and good night.
You have been listening to the Honorable Frederick Van Neist, United States Senator from Indiana, speaking to you from Washington, D.C. And now let's hear from Chicago.
Chicago adds its voice to the nationwide chorus of greeting with which the whole NBC family welcomes a new station into the fold, station WKBF. That splendid Indiana station owned and operated by the Indianapolis Broadcasting Company, Incorporated. A bright star in Chicago's World's Fair constellation of orchestral celebrities gets the opening call. Ted Weems and his orchestra hopes the folks down in Indianapolis will like the way he plays his opening number dedicated to them and to their station, the brilliantly presented Clarinet Marmalade.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ted Ween speaking. And as a member of this great NBC family, we're glad to participate in the program welcoming to the family circle station WKBF in Indianapolis. We're going to play for you Clarinet Marmalade.
Thanks, Ted, and here we are in the studios of the National Broadcasting Company, where Pat Barnes, the old-timer, is waiting with a poetic word of praise appropriately chosen for the occasion. Pat Barnes.
Greetings, best wishes, and congratulations, WKBF. And happy indeed are we at this opportunity to shake your hand and say welcome to the fold. For like all parents, regardless of how large the family, the last one is always loved most. And that attitude is heartily supported by all members of the grand and glorious family of NBC. And may we never be guilty of neglect, for friendships wither, decay, and die with neglect, and thrive, blossom, and bloom with fragrance that is everlasting with attention. May we never be said by either of us, around the corner I have a friend in this great city that has no end. Yet days go by and weeks rush on, and before I know it, a year has gone, and I never see my old friend's face, for life is a swift and terrible race. He knows I like him just as well as in the days I rang his bell and he rang mine. Now, we were younger then, but now we are busy, tired men, tired with playing a foolish game, tired with trying to make a name. Tomorrow, I say, I'll call on Jim, just to show that I'm thinking of him. But tomorrow comes and tomorrow goes, and distance between us grows and grows. Around the corner, yet miles away. Here's a telegram, sir. Jim died today. And that's what we get and deserve in the end. Around the corner, a vanished friend. So my wish to you is good luck, good health, prosperity, and may all your dreams be realized.
Thanks, Pat. But we mustn't let the men do all the talking here in Chicago. So far, they've had their way, but we have three charming young ladies in the studios who are just as anxious as anyone to say, "Welcome, Station WKBS." We present the Neal Sisters, three blondes and blues who in their turn present Night and Day from Gay Divorce. Believe it or not, we have a hometown boy in the studios this evening, an Indianapolis product who has made good with NBC in a great big way. We present Joe Parsons, the big basso who serenades the folks back home with his favorite selection, Rocks in the Cradle of the Deep. I know the Final musical greeting is one in which Chicago expresses its gratification at the new opportunities for friendly cooperation between itself and WKBS. We present a selection which we are sure will describe our relations in the future as Mark Fisher and his famous orchestra bring us Marching Along Together. Congratulations, WKBS. The Edgewater Beach Hotel, Mark Fisher, and the boys. And we join your program, and as long a song that I hope will be your theme, Marching Along Together. From Chicago, it is good night. Charlie Lyon speaking. Our program dedicated to our new sister station, WKBF, will continue from Indianapolis in just a moment. This is the Chicago Daily News Station, WMAQ.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First, as I greet you, I would like to thank
the National Broadcasting Company, and Mr. Aylesworth. This evening, they have me rather in the middle. And strange as it may seem, I like it. But perhaps I'd better explain what I mean by the middle. All right, here goes. On the one side is the National Broadcasting Company, the senior network, internationally known as the creators of the best in broadcasting. On the other side are you, Rick.
Your listener. We have come to expect, and rightly so, the best in entertainment through your loudspeakers. And here am I, the manager of WKBS, right in the middle, with a double challenge to confront. The challenge of NBC to live up to the standard of broadcasting they have established. And the challenge of you radio listeners to support you in the style to which you have been accustomed. Well, that really is a spot. But on behalf of WKBS, I accept the challenge. To you, Miss Aylesworth, I say that our local programs will be worthy of their chain associates. And to you, our listeners, I say that WKBS realizes that our first responsibility is to you, that our second responsibility is to you, and in fact, that as we please you, we fail or succeed. It is for that reason that I gladly welcome the spot in which WKBF is placed. We realize, on the one hand, the standard of programs which NBC has set for us. We realize, on the other hand, that you expect us to meet that challenge. Well, here we are. WKBS, don't judge us by what you hear me say tonight. Judge us by what you hear on the air through this station and your opinion. WKBS is content to rest its case. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure now to introduce to you a distinguished Hoosier personality, a man who's known the world over for his literary achievements, a man who first endeared himself to the world's reading public through his great novel, The House of a Thousand Candles. A man who is leaving us in a few days to carry his charm and personality to Paraguay as the new minister from the United States, the Honorable Meredith Nicholson.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is indeed a truly Hoosier occasion, and I can feel the Hoosier atmosphere very plainly and distinctly around me in this room of the WKBF, from which I am speaking. Only a few minutes ago, you heard my very dear friend, the Honorable Frederick Landis, speaking over the network from Washington. And in the room here with me is my other very good friend, Frederick Landis, from whom you will hear very shortly. It is a pleasure to salute the world from WKBF at Indianapolis over the National Broadcast Company Network. The occasion marks a widening of the horizons for our Hoosier capital and new contacts with the best thoughts and highest endeavors of the American people in every field. The value of the radio as an educational and cultural force is only beginning to be realized. There is something awe-inspiring in the fact that millions are enjoying at the same time some thrilling speech, some comedy dialogue, or the majestic harmonies of the greatest composers. I look upon the radio as one of the greatest democratizing and unifying of agencies. It helps America to know herself. It knits the nation together in mystical, invisible ties of brotherhood. We of Indianapolis welcome our connection with the National Broadcast Company, for it puts our city in touch with new currents, profitable, entertaining, and stimulating, that sweep through the world. To you in California and you in Maine, to all Americans, wherever you may be, we send our best wishes in the spirit of hearty good fellowship. You have heard just a little while ago our great National Indiana Hymn on the banks of the Wabash, a song to which we all thrill wherever we may be. And I say to all of you, wherever you are listening in, when you pass this way, by any means of transportation, pause and let us show you what we have to offer here at Indianapolis, the forthright, hospitable, progressive capital of the grand old Hoosier State. We are for Indiana, as Indiana is for America, and we ask you all to look upon us as one of the great sisterhood of American states, and that we here, pray believe me, serve to labor for the best that may be sought and won for all mankind.
WKBF in Indianapolis, the capital and largest city of Indiana, greets you with the divorce sisters.
In Indianapolis, the nation's largest inland city, not on navigable waterways, greets you with Ralph Boyd. We'd like to bring you at this time a genuine Hoosier offering. And we know of nothing more Hoosierish than the poetry of James Whitcomb Riley. Homespun, simple, and charming is this poetry which is known from Tipperary to Hong Kong. And I have the pleasure of introducing to you a character who might have stepped out of one of Riley's poems. We call him the Happy Hoosier.
Good evening, folks. I'm right happy to be here tonight. And I'd like to be considered as a sort of personal representative of James Whitcomb Riley.
They tell me, Happy Hoosier, that you knew James Whitcomb Riley personally. Is that right?
Did I know Jim Riley? Well, I should say. And let me tell you, there never was a grander poet lived.
I suppose you've heard Riley read some of his own verse.
Precise poetry? Well, I should say. No one ever could beat him at that. Over and over again, when I heard him recite something I liked particular, I'd try to elocute it just like he did. But somehow, it never seemed the same. I tried hard to imitate him on my favorite poem.
Your favorite Riley poem? I'd like to hear you read it. What is your favorite? Out to old Aunt Mary. I disremember if I can recollect the whole poem, but I'll try. Wasn't it pleasant, oh brother mine, in those old days of lost sunshine of youth, when the Saturday's chores were through, and the Sunday's wood in the kitchen too, and we went visiting, me and you, out to old Aunt Mary. It all comes back so clear today, though I'm as bald as you are gray. Out by the barn lot, down the lane, we patter along in the dust again, as light as the tips of the drops of the rain. Out to old Aunt Mary. Why, I see her now in the open door, where the little gourds flew up the sides and o'er the clapboard roof. And her face, ah me, wasn't it good for a boy to see? And wasn't it good for a boy to be out to old Aunt Mary? The jelly, the jam, and the marmalade, and the cherry and quince preserves she made, and the sweet sour pickles of peach and pear, with cinnamon in them, and all things rare. And the more we ate was the more to spare out to old Aunt Mary. And the old spring house in the cool green gloom of the willow tree. And the cooler room where the swinging shelves and the crocks were kept. Where the cream and a golden languor slept. While the waters gurgled and laughed and wept. Out to old Aunt Mary. And as many a time have you and I, barefoot boys in the days gone by, knelt. And in tremulous ecstasies, dips our lips into sweets like these. Memory now is on her knees, out to old Aunt Mary. And oh, my brother, so far away, this is to tell you, she waits today to welcome us. And Mary fell asleep this morning, whispering, tell the boys to come, and all is well, out to old Aunt Mary. Yes, I knew James Whitcomb Riley, knew him well, and let me tell you, there never was a grander poet live. Leastwise, I don't want to know a better. He just suited me, James Whitcomb Riley.
WKBF in Indianapolis, the home of some of the nation's foremost poets, authors, and statesmen, greets you with Marvel Myers, 4 feet 9 inches of melody, assisted by Jimmy Boyer in her interpretation of Hoagy Carmichael's Washboard Blues.
They're dreary, so weary.
WKBF in Indianapolis, the largest city nearest to the nation's centers of population and industry, greets you with Harry Basin.
I'm going right through an open door. While my work's all done, my cares all laid by. I ain't gonna fear no more. And my manners right there stopping me. She's waiting too. And there's lots of folks all gathered round, folks that I knew. And all the friends that I knew are folks. Let me tell you, I'm going home.
headquarters of the American Legion greet you with Fred Landis, well known to radio listeners as the Hoosier editor. Mr. Landis.
Good evening, everybody. You know, we're all mighty glad that the National Broadcasting Company has taken station WKBF into the family and given her a chair at the far-flung starlit fireside. And so tonight, we turn aside from our NRA activities to celebrate a little. Speaking of the NRA, we are for it, and we are for the president. Some way must be found to employ these idle millions. The president has shown us the way, and we must make it work. But one mistake has been made. This NRA eagle is in the front window looking out. He ought to be back inside the establishment watching what's going on. And some speakers have made a mistake. They've drawn a picture of the bottomless pit into which they say this country may fall. You know, it's bad technique to try to frighten us. In the first place, it can't be done. We've been up against it too long. For 3 years, we've been so close to the wolf, we could tell whenever he'd been eating onions. We're not tenderfeet, we're dreadnoughts. You can't frighten us. In the second place, it's not so. This country is not going to the boneyard. I've heard this kind of talk all my life. When I was only 5 minutes old, I heard them saying everything was going to the dogs, and I've heard it ever since. I've been looking for these dogs for over half a century now, and I've never seen them yet. I can't tell why this is unless the dogs keep on backing up. As you know, the newspapers have the obituaries of prominent people all prepared and ready to publish if they should die. But listen. No newspaper in all this world has written the obituary of Uncle Sam. Not on your life. This country's on the way back tonight, and it's going to keep at it until it gets back. In the first place, these letters NRA meant National Recovery Act. But now they mean no retreat allowed. We must, we will go on. Our flag has never known defeat. It will not know it now. In conclusion, here's the radio. In their time of trial, the people's diversion, the people's comforter. The radio, the most neighborly, the most friendly of all the miracles. With equal joy, it enters the palace and the hut. And now to you, station WKBF, in the words of old Rip Van Winkle, may you live long and prosper.
Thank you, Mr. Lang. WKBF in Indianapolis, scene of the world's greatest outdoor sporting event, the 500-mile race, greet you with Von Cornish and the Philharmonic Club Orchestra in their arrangement of Tipsy Fiddle.
Thank you. It has been the privilege of WKBF in Indianapolis to greet each of you personally through the facilities of the nation's foremost network, the National Broadcasting Company. May we leave you at parting with a few simple words of our beloved Hoosier poet, James Whitcomb Riley, as he says, "What delightful hosts are they, life and love. Lingeringly I turn away at this late hour, yet glad enough they have not withheld from me their high hospitality. With face lit with delight and all gratitude, I stay yet to press their hands and say thanks. So fine a time. Good night." This is Jim Carpenter speaking for the National Broadcasting Company.
This is the Chicago Daily News Station, WMAQ.